let's return to the story about e-scooters. Lime insists it has no real idea of why its scooters are being pulled from Auckland streets. The council's ordered the e-scooters be deactivated by midnight Monday. At the same time, it's issued three licences to new operators and extended the run of a fourth. Earlier this year, some Lime scooters suffered a serious braking fault and the council imposed tougher reporting requirements. Lime says 45 minutes before today's decision was made public, it got a call from the council's Director of Regulatory Services, Craig Hobbs. I asked Lime's Lauren Mintjoc what he said.
It was really a heads up. I mean, we have, despite everything, we have had a good relationship with Auckland Council, so Craig wanted to give us a heads up so that we didn't hear about it in the media, so that we did know.
So when you say despite everything you have had a good relationship with the council, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think there's an inference that Lime hasn't got a permit because of a relationship with the council and because of issues, but we work really closely with them and we'll continue to do that. So I just want to make that clear that we do work really closely together.
So why don't you have a permit then? Why have they given the go-ahead to other companies and are removing Lime scooters? What reason were you given?
Well, that's something that we're going to be talking about with them over the coming days. We don't have a lot of information at this stage. As I said, we just found out this morning, so it's all very new for us, and we will be working hard to find out.
So even though they've told you to remove your scooters by Monday night, you have been given absolutely no reason for that?
We do have a letter. I haven't actually read it too closely. I've been rather busy today. It's been quite a hectic day given the announcement. So I haven't had too much of an opportunity to have a look at what's in there, and we will be talking to the council about it in the coming days.
Surely you would read that letter. I mean, they're telling you to take your scooters off the streets. Aren't you interested in exactly why they don't want you there anymore?
The letter doesn't have a lot of detail about those reasons, so that's what we need to look into. So Lime is, and we've always been dedicated to providing a safe product and a superior experience for our riders in every community in New Zealand, and we still stand by that. We work with councils around the country, and we'll continue to work with Auckland as well.
So Craig Hobbs did say that the successful applicants included higher quality strategies around influencing user behaviour to improve safety outcomes and reduce potential nuisance. So did Lime simply not do enough?
Again, without knowing what they've proposed and whether the council's had the opportunity to test those, I can't really comment. Lime does a lot of work to incentivise riders to park responsibly. We have a lot of mechanisms to deal with nuisance and clutter. We've got a huge team in Auckland who've been working on this for a year. We've got the experience and we stand by that. So we'll be talking to them about what other operators may have proposed.
So what do you think's going on here?
I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, I think, as I say, we found out this morning, we're very disappointed and we'll continue to talk to the council about it. We're not going anywhere. Lime still operates in other markets. We are a scooter company that is here for the long run and we'll continue to talk to the council about what's happening in the next 6 months.
Do you feel you're being scapegoated here?
I think we do have some of the disadvantages that come with being a first mover. Lime has had a lot of attention on it since we've launched here. We've also had a few issues that we need to acknowledge. We've worked really hard to get over those, but I think that e-scootering is synonymous with Lime, and that's probably part of this.
Okay, so when you say you have had a few issues, what are the things that you think worked against Lime?
We had the wheel locking issue in February that was quite difficult. We have worked through that and we've worked really closely with the council since then. So that obviously is something that was quite sort of high up in everybody's attention and continues to be honest.
So you've had some serious accidents, including a death involving a Lime scooter. Is there anything that you could have or should have done better?
We're always working to improve, and in terms of the tragic death in September, we're working really closely with the authorities on that. I can't comment too much on it because it is before the coroner. We're always working to improve our product and improve our services and the way we operate.
Is there something you need to improve as a result of that death? Is there anything that suggests there was something wrong with the scooter at all?
There's nothing that suggests there was anything wrong with the scooter.
Have you complied with all your council reporting requirements?
We comply with the council and we provide weekly reports to them, yes.
So you can say categorically that you have complied with all your council reporting requirements during this trial?
So during the trial, we have had a really close relationship with the council. We meet with them regularly. We have an operations team here who comes and talks to them as well. We update them on a really regular basis about our products and our services, and we do our very best to communicate everything, and we'll continue to do that.
So is that a yes? You have absolutely complied with all your reporting requirements to council?
We comply with our reporting requirements to council the best we can.
To the best you can? What does that mean?
That's right. It means that we've done absolutely everything we can to comply with what the council's conditions are.
So does that mean sometimes you have been non-compliant?
No, it just means that we do comply with the council and we're really working hard with them. We do, as I say, we talk to them all the time, we have a good relationship and we hope to continue that.
As best you can?
We do hope to continue our relationship with them, yes.
How many serious accidents have you reported this year?
I don't have a number off the top of my head.
You don't know that information?
Scooter riders in Auckland over the past year have taken more than 2 million rides, which is an amazing achievement. In New Zealand, we have done 4 million rides.
Understand that, but obviously your requirements for reporting mean that you need to report all serious accidents to the council. And given...
We do.
Yeah, so how many have there been?
I don't have the number off the top of my head, but what I can tell you is that serious accidents are reported to the council, and we do work with them very closely on those, and we have had 2 serious accidents in the past few weeks, and we're working with the council on those. So while I don't have a number, we do report those to the council.
Do those numbers come to you, though, Lauren? Is this something you keep an eye on?
We monitor very closely what's going on in the community.
No, I mean. Does that information come to you directly, the number of serious accidents?
Not always. So just like with any form of transportation, there are accidents and there are risks of accidents. Often if people do have something happen, they don't come to us. So we're sometimes the last to find out. Often if people have fallen off, they may, there's been recent studies coming through from Auckland Hospital, they go to the hospital first. So we don't always get that information, and that's just the nature of the business that we're in.
So you mentioned 2 serious accidents in the last few weeks. What can you tell us about those people? Are they okay now?
I can't really tell you anything about those accidents, unfortunately.
Do you know if those people are okay now?
All I can tell you is that we are working with council and the authorities on all the serious accidents, and I can't really comment on that, I'm afraid.
Why not? Have you got some kind of non-disclosure agreement?
No.
Okay, so do you know if those people are okay now that had serious accidents while riding your scooters?
I'm not sure how they are doing. I believe that they are still in hospital, but I can't comment beyond that.
So you haven't checked up?
We're checking up all the time, Lisa, but it's not something that we really talk about through the media. We deal with the council and we deal with the authorities. We are dedicated to the safety of our riders and we're always doing what we can to improve.
So do you
continue to do so.
Do you know if there were any issues with your scooters in those 2 incidents?
We have no reason to believe there was anything wrong with our scooters. We stand by the safety of our scooters. We have the safest and most robust scooters on the market in New Zealand that are designed for the sharing economy.
So does the data on board those scooters indicate to you that there was nothing wrong with the scooters involved in those 2 serious incidents?
I can tell you that we don't have any reason to believe that there was anything wrong with the scooters, and that's all that I can say about that, unfortunately.
What informs that belief?
We have really robust processes in the back end, so we can check our data. We've got a whole lot of ways that we can check that.
So your data does confirm there was nothing wrong with those two scooters?
All I can say again is that I can't comment any further than what I've just said on those two.
Again, reasons. Why can't you confirm whether or not there was faults with your scooters in those accidents?
I just told you that there weren't any, we don't have any reason to believe or any evidence to believe that there were any faults about that, but I can't comment beyond that.
How much money has Lime paid out for people being involved in accidents in New Zealand?
I don't know.
So you do pay out and you have paid out?
Lime has a compensation process where riders can ask to be compensated. But
so
I don't know how much would have been paid out. That's not something that I'm across.
How many riders have you compensated?
Probably a very few. I'm not entirely sure again of the number, but probably about a handful.
So what, more than a dozen or less?
No, less, but...
And around how much have you compensated these individuals and what for?
I'm not entirely sure, and actually that's something that really, I don't know what it has to do with the current discussions about the permit. We do take rider safety really seriously and we're always trying to find out about our rider experience and work to improve on that.
It goes to the issues around safety and also Lime's culpability or not. So what have you paid these people for?
Probably property damage.
What about medical, loss of income and work? Checkpoint understands that you have paid out for that too. Is that the case?
So Lime, as I said, has a compensation process where riders can ask to be compensated. That process has now been disestablished. Because we have an ACC no-faults process in New Zealand, and that's something that we'll also be working through.
Okay, so you were paying people and now you're not. That's what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay, and did you require those people that you paid to sign non-disclosure agreements?
So I'm not entirely sure the process for all of those people, so I can't comment on individual cases. Or
any of them? Did you require any of them to sign confidentiality agreements?
So Lime has agreements because we pay people out in other countries, including the US, where it's a very, very different system. And in those cases, it's really so that people can't, they acknowledge that they have been compensated.
I'm very specifically talking about New Zealand here, Lauren. Have you required any of those people that have been paid compensation to sign non-disclosure agreements?
Can I just stop here for a second, Lisa?
No, we're still on air here, Lauren, so I'm asking you, have you asked them to sign non-disclosure agreements? Have you got any of them to sign non-disclosure agreements?
The agreements that people sign is a mutual release. It's a waiver that allows people to acknowledge that they have received compensation.
And they're required not to speak publicly about it. Is that the case?
Absolutely not. No, not at all.
And do they have
to waive
any rights when they sign that?
It's really based on a US system. So that's what it comes down to. And it's something that Kiwis aren't familiar with. And that's why we've made the decision to do away with it.
Lauren Mentjock says Lime is keen to return to the Auckland market. It has a team of about 50 people in the city and is still figuring out what losing the contract will mean for those workers.